Seasons change. Why not your tech? Upgrade now during the Dell Technologies Summer Sale event and save on select PCs, like the XPS 16, powered by Intel Core processors. You'll be able to bring your most intensive projects to life with built-in AI, minimalistic design, immersive visuals, and cinematic audio. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Amazing prices await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know. He's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
Welcome to Money Making Conversation. I'm your host, Rashawn McDonald. It is important to understand that everybody travels a different path to success. That is because your brand is different. The challenges you face in your life are different. So stop reading other people's success stories and start writing your own. Now, you can be motivated by their success because their stories can offer direction and help you reach your goals. But it has to be through your planning and through your committed effort. My next guest is Derek Rutledge. He's arguably one of the most prolific and sought-after makeup artists of his time. Derek Rutledge is launching a limited edition of eyelashes known as the Derek Rutledge Perfecting Your Presence, the PYP collection. He is known throughout the industry for helping his megastar clients define their look. Derek informs that perfecting a woman's presence begins with their eyes. Derek Rutledge's PYP is included in this year's Oprah's Favorite Things holiday gift list, featured in the December 2020 issue of O, Oprah Magazine, and OprahMag.com. Please welcome to Money Making Conversations, Derek Rutledge.
Hey, everybody out there. How you doing?
Well, first of all, Derek, you know, I, being on the line with somebody who knows how to get the face right, how did that start? How did the whole makeup thing start?
Well, you know, we have 25 minutes here, so I could tell you, talk to you for the next 3 hours about that, but I'm going to condense it for you.
Thank you.
From college to working with a publisher that took me to Europe and creating a wonderful portfolio that brought me back here to work with Dudley Cosmetology for about 4 years. From there to BET, that I was there for about 5 years, and that's where I got to meet so many of the wonderful celebrities that I work with now and work with continuously for about 20 years, doing tours and movie videos and movies and videos and award shows. And then from there to getting that call to come in and audition for the First Lady, Michelle Obama, and was there from 2009 until 11. And then while I was there, Oprah Winfrey saw my work and asked me if I would come in and audition for her. And once I did that, I was working with both Michelle Obama and Oprah Winfrey. And then because their schedules are so rigorous and they have such a tight schedule, it was very difficult to work with both. So I made the decision to continue on with Oprah Winfrey, and I've been with her now for the past 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Now, you made a decision there. Was your decision the First Lady? That's what you're saying? And your decision was Oprah. That was your decision?
No. it wasn't a decision. What mm-hmm. it was, okay, both of them had mm-hmm. rigorous schedules, and right. both of them, you know, it was a tug of war type
right,
of thing.
And, right.
And I'd been there 3 years.
Yes, sir.
And it was easy.
Hey, Derek, come on now. You're the best, Derek. Come on, I'm going to stop all this. I'm bragging about you now, okay? A tug of war between First Lady Michelle Obama and Oprah Winfrey. Conceivably, the most powerful black woman in the history of politics. You have to say her. That's Michelle Obama. Uh-huh. And the most powerful black lady in the history of entertainment and entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. You can't get any better than that. That's a testimony to your skill set.
Yes, it is. So it was a long, arduous road to get there. You know
absolutely.
What I mean? I dreamed of being at the White House. You know, mm-hmm. I really wanted, when I saw them, you know, Michelle Obama and Barack literally at the inaugural ball dancing, I just kept saying, I really want to do her makeup. Now, right. let's back that up to when I was working at BET. Every day at 4 o'clock, I would literally be sitting in the makeup room doing makeup on the celebrities as they were coming in
right.
and always tuning in at 4 o'clock saying then, back then, I just want to do Oprah one time. I just would love to just do Oprah one time, mm-hmm. you know, just so she could see my work. And that was back then because I left BET in 1999.
What show were you working on? What shows were you working on BET?
I was working on all the flagship shows. I did Video Soul. I was doing Caribbean Rhythms with Rachel. I was doing Donnie Simpson, Sherry Carter, Rachel. I was doing Angela Stribling. I was doing all the news shows. I was doing all the flagship shows
right.
mm-hmm. there. And I literally got there through the recommendation of Kenya Moore, because she was hosting a show at that time and wasn't pleased with whoever was doing her makeup. And they asked her, well, what can make you happy? She said, another makeup artist. They said, well, who do you know someone? She said, well, you got the best here in the city. Because I live here in Washington, D.C. And they brought me in. I did her show. The makeup artist that was there literally went on vacation. From there, they asked me, would I stay on and do the makeup for all the shows that were there on
wow.
on the network?
Wow.
And I said, yes. From that, they asked me if I could stay on, you know, mm-hmm. so it just, you know, and that was right off the skirts of working for Dudley Cosmetology in charge of putting together all their beauty books for almost 5 years. And then, you know, I was traveling back and forth going to from D.C. to North Carolina every week.
Right.
And after, you know, building up their, you know, building their makeup line and helping with all the beauty books and everything, they decided that they, you know, it was time for me to let me go. And one thing I know for sure is that whenever God feels that you've gotten to a place where you start to be stagnant and it's time to move on,
right.
you may be scared to do it. So he always has a way of helping you to get to that next level and forcing you out. Right. And that's what got me being home in D.C., mm-hmm. which got me to being at BET. Mm-hmm. And then once BET decided to leave D.C. and go to New York,
right.
I had the option of going to New York, moving to New York and reapplying for my position there. But I love New York for visiting. I'm not a person that really likes New York for...
New York is a different beast now.
It's a beast. It's a beast. And I was comfortable here at my home here. And because by that time I had such a big name, people that wanted my services, they flew me wherever they needed me to go. Mm-hmm. So I decided to step out on faith. I decided to, at that time, I decided to have my gastric bypass surgery because I literally was known as the big guy in the makeup room that could beat face. That's what was my mm-hmm. title. That, you know, that big guy in the big makeup room that could beat face, that sat in that last booth in the back.
Right.
And see, at that time, I had gotten up to, at my heaviest weight, 580 pounds. But it was when I left BET and decided to step out on faith, I said, I can't hide in the makeup room anymore. I've got to do something to further my career and help my career and pivot me to being more visible. And so I had my gastric bypass. And from that, I lost 300 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally, my confidence level really blew up, and I started being more visible, taking my what I did on the road and doing makeup seminars,
right,
and doing, you know, so everything I've done for my career to help myself has been something to build me and take me to the next level.
Now let's talk about that. So you are a motivational story. You know, like, no, there's a couple of things I want to pull back on. You said you went out on faith. Okay, you went out on your resume. Okay, and you really did have a plan. Because like you said, you decided to lose weight. That was a plan. Mm-hmm. You had an incredible resume. That was a plan. The faith part was just the inspiration part of it. And I always tell people when they're doing business, keep your faith, but have your business plan. Have your resume updated. Have your bio accurate. Then you go out there and you can go out on faith. Too many people put too much pressure and too much responsibility on the word faith. And when I hear it come out of your mouth and I'm hearing your story and your journey, hard work, consistency, reputation. The thing I love about your story so far is that you were honest with yourself. You were honest about your physical being. Because once you lost that weight or that weight was taken off of you, then you physically you could do more. You could walk more. You was not as fatigued. You wasn't leaning on the chair, leaning on the camera, well, all those things. Right.
You know what? Even at my biggest weight, because I decided to have the gastric bypass.
Yes.
But I didn't. People say I was easy way out. It was not the easy way out because I did everything. Mm-hmm. I tried so many different diet plans to get to where I want. I would lose the weight. Then I would, once I got off that plan, I lose again. And what happened was I was pushing myself. I would literally, you know, I would laugh outwardly, but inwardly I was very upset. Very unhappy.
Right.
And if it wasn't for the fact that I had such a good heart and was so damn good at what I did,
right,
I don't think I would have gotten as far, because I didn't find out till I lost the weight that a lot of the celebrities that I work for, Yolanda Adams, CeCe Winey, Chaka Khan, Shantae Moore, and the list goes on and on and on and on. Mm-hmm. They will always recommend me Chaka Khan. You know, they will always recommend me to different producers and, you know, to directors that they wanted their makeup done by me, magazine editors. And a lot of them I found out later on down the line, said that if it wasn't for your artist pushing for you, we would not use you, because we were worried that you would not be able to. You have a heart attack on set.
Right.
You're worried about having to pay for two seats on the plane, things like that. Mm-hmm. But it was up to me. It had to be up to me to decide enough is enough.
I love
And I got tired of walking through the airports and having to stop in order to get halfway down, get to my gate. So it was my strong determination and my faith that, you know, pushed me towards doing this. And then also the fact that I have a lot, you know, that I still have to do on this earth.
Right.
And I needed to further my life in order to tell that story and to help other people. Because I know I'm here, you know, for a purpose. And my purpose is for love and to help. I'm a good motivator.
Right.
I'm a good connector. And that's what a lot of people say. And my story
First of all, you're a good looking guy, okay? And you have a style about you, okay? You know, you have that flawless skin. See, a lot of things, you know, I'm gonna tell you something, you know, if you go in the kitchen and the guy say you're a great chef, but the kitchen's dirty, okay, I don't care how good the kitchen is. I'm not gonna use him and I'm not gonna trust his food. So from what I'm seeing here, your presentation's outstanding. Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You understand what I'm saying? So
I have to be a example of what I'm selling.
Yes.
I can't talk about beautiful skin, taking care of yourself if I'm not an example of what I'm talking about. I do take very good care of my skin. As a matter of fact, I've been doing since COVID took over.
Right.
Took place. I literally have been doing a lot of Zoom meetings. Tutorials. I've been doing a lot of just talking with people, trying to get them to understand that this, you know, this setback doesn't mean that, you know, it's all over with. This is just a time for you to reflect and pivot and figure out what it is deep down that you really wanted to do, and sit back, think, pray, get quiet, listen to the voice of God, and then figure out what it is that you really had these desires right. that you wanted to do and act upon them, which is what I did. Because my life, I mean, as I tell people, this is the longest I've ever been at home in my entire life. Right. My life for 30 years mm-hmm. has always been on the road mm-hmm. in another country, somewhere around the world, traveling with an artist. And to be home from March 10th, to now, has been difficult. But what I did was, I decided it's really time to now, all these beauty lines, all these yes. Skincare lines, all these things that I had this desire to do that I had out 15 years ago that I didn't have the time to do because my schedule was so rigorous. Bring them back out, but instead of doing it, bring out an entire line, introduce them one at a time. Because right. But now with social media, you can really get out there and showcase yourself, and it's not as difficult. Because I was having to go on the road and carry products from convention hall to convention hall, right. paying all those fees, flying in my staff, right. paying for hotels, airfare, mm-hmm. and everything. And by the time you sell your product, you're only really breaking
even. Or is that even worth it? The profits don't have value to it. Now, let's talk about that, because we brought you on the show to talk about something that's in Oprah Winfrey's favorite things for the holiday gift. That's a Derek Rutledge, right. Perfecting Your Presence, which is the PIP collection. Now, mm-hmm. If you look in the video, he has some boxes behind him, these beautiful eyelashes. One of the most alluring things I find are the eyes of a woman. You know, if you just yes. blocked out the entire head and their body and just show their eyes. Their eyes tell an amazing story.
Yes,
so for you to come up with this plan of action, talk about how it came about. Of course, you see it. When you do a makeup, you're the closest a person would get without kissing or having a romantic relationship. It's a makeup artist, by the way, because they get that close on you. And so
that's right, they
get that close on you. So you get to see the everything on a person's face. Why it works, why it don't work. So talk to us about putting this whole thing together, one, and then we're going to talk about when you got the call that you was in the Oprah box.
Wow. Well, like I said, during COVID, I had to figure out what I was going to do. And it was at when people started talking about, I've been on different every Instagram you could think of, you know, right. talking, you know, actually interviewing a lot of celebrities that I literally have been doing makeup for. So I did interview Darlene. Well, we won't go into names. It was a lot. Yeah. And so everyone has saying, why if people I'm reading these comments, because what I do is, in order for me to keep focused, I don't look at the comments, because I will literally take my glasses off, so I don't read anything people are saying. And they said, Derek, are you reading the comments? I said, no, I can't see them. They right. said, well, Derek, everyone's talking about your skin and how beautiful your skin is and yeah. how pretty you look on the thing. What are you doing? So I told them, you know, different things I was doing. And so they said, well, I've run out of stuff here. I've run out of my products and I can't get to the store. So then I was telling people how to shop their pantries and how they can use all kinds of ingredients they had at home to create masks and moisturizers. And they went from there to, well, oh, my God, whatever it is that you're going to sell, you know, we'll buy it, because we obviously see that, you know, you have beautiful skin. So yes. whatever you sell as far as skin, we'll buy it.
Yes.
And so I decided that I would come out with something for skin. But then, because we're forced to have to wear masks,
right.
I said my campaign was, how do you make an impression? Yes, of course you want to take care of your skin. That's first and foremost, because you're at home. Mm. You want to, you know, you're in situations like, now it's getting cold, so it's getting drier, so you want to keep mm-hmm. your skin moisturized. Mm-hmm. But how are you having to make an impression when you're having to wear a mask? How do you make an impression when you're having to do these Zoom meetings, and you have to do all these interviews, and you're now holding board meetings on the computer through your eyes? Your eyes tell a story. So I said, well, the first thing I would do is I would come out with a collection of lashes.
Right.
And it was a long process, because first of all, having to get them in, having to look at them, having to figure out, because it wasn't just a thing of just picking some lashes. I thought really hard.
And all this is happening during COVID, right? All this has happened during COVID, correct?
All this happened during COVID. It literally happened during COVID.
It's finally here, the season of celebration. And no matter how you celebrate with family and friends, Whether you're preparing for Reyes Magos or Karamu, lighting the menorah, or going to midnight mass, Kohl's has just what you need to make those traditions special. Plus, you'll find gifts for all your loved ones. Send warm wishes with cozy fleeces, sweaters, loungewear, blankets, and throws. Support minority-owned or founded brands by giving gifts from Human Nation and Shea Moisture. Or treat them to everyone's favorite activewear from top brands like Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. And in the spirit of giving, Kohl's Cares is donating $8 million to local nonprofits nationwide committed to the health and well-being of our communities. No matter how you celebrate, when you shop at Kohl's, you're right where you belong. So this season, give with all your heart with great gifts from Kohl's or Kohl's.com.
Whether your event needed one room or an entire conference center, Hopin has revolutionized the way people come together. With Hopin, you can host a fully fledged digital meetup complete with one-on-one meetings, hands-on sessions, and expo booths. And because everything is hosted in a single, easy-to-use platform, it can be as big or small as you want, remain convenient for anyone who wants to attend, and give you access to data you never would have known otherwise. Visit Hopin.com to learn more and get started.
Still living in 2021 and manually taking notes? Start the new year with Otter.ai to generate automatic notes for meetings, interviews, or lectures. With Otter.ai, you can search the meeting notes, insert images, playback the audio, and share them with your friends or coworkers. You can capture action items, remember meeting details, and keep everyone informed. Otter.ai works for in-person or virtual meetings like Zoom, Microsoft Teams, and Google Meet. Sign up for free at Otter.ai or download the app for free. Otter.ai, that's Otter.ai.
And this started happening in May. I started back in May working on it and getting all the product in to look at. And then I had to keep in mind, I wanted this to be universal. So I wanted to think about all the ethnicities that I wanted to reach. So I had to think about and look at different ways that women's eyelashes grow according to their ethnicity. And so then I chose, and then I wanted them, you know, a lot of lashes, have hair on one band. But what I wanted was, I wanted them to be more 3D and 4D, 5D and 2D dimensional. So because so that they would look just like they were literally coming out of someone's eyes, which meant that it was a thicker band, which was a cotton band. And I wanted them to last because I don't want someone to spend their money on a product that will not last. So once that was done, then the thing came up of naming the product. Once I named everything, I bought a, you know, Safely, bought another makeup artist that I'm very familiar with that have names in the industry. And I chose my 25 that I wanted. And I started at 200, broke it down to 50. I chose my 25 and I had each one of them choose their favorites. And looked on the back to see which ones they had chosen, and if it was the one I chose, and basically all of them picked just about the exact same ones that I chose. And the ones that I had question about that I really wanted, but I was if I could add more to the collection, and then they chose told me why they liked them and then why I liked them. Then when I talked with my manager, he said, okay, let's add another three pairs. So the collection was 28 pairs.
Right.
And then I also did not forget the generations. I went from the baby boomers all the way to Generation Z. Those big long lashes that you see a lot of the young girls wearing that are, and some of those women that like a little boldness and sassiness as well. Those real long.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I
was wondering that you wanted the culprits behind that nag. I was going, where these big old long lashes coming from? So that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, I broke them into categories. The Sheroes, which are the long, luxurious ones, the Lush, and then the Pret-a-Porter. And then once I did that, I sent them to Oprah. And what I did was to make it easier. I chose six pair out of the bunch, three for day, three for evening, told her to pick her favorite. Out of the three for day, out of the three to take it from day to evening, pick one from each category. And she did. Once she did, I had my team to work on a beautiful kit. When I was thinking about what I wanted the kit to look like, I wanted it to be something pretty elegant, luxurious, because that's the image that I portray. So once they came back with it, and I wanted to also make it easy. So that's where the adhesive came in. That's where the applicator came in. And then after I did that, I sent the kit to O Magazine for consideration for Favorite Things. And next thing I know is, I mean, it was a couple of weeks later, I heard back from them. Mm-hmm. And they said, you've been chosen as Favorite Things. And of course, I had my little minor breakdown because this was a long process to get right to this point, because this was all being done during COVID. Even my photo shoot, the girl that's the brand for the eyelashes, mm-hmm, she literally was 7 months pregnant. Mm. Her fiance was the photographer, who's a big time photographer. Mm. And I used her previously on another campaign, and I loved her look so much, and she was so beautiful, I wanted to use her again. Little did I know that her fiance was a big time photographer. And wow, during COVID, you know, she, like I said, she was pregnant. And when we shot the campaign back in July, she was 7 months pregnant then. And then I couldn't, it was also during the time when you really couldn't travel anywhere. Right. So what I had to do was literally figure out, well, how am I going to be able to do makeup? What I did was I shot here at my home using my goddaughter as a model for just to show you up close what the lashes would look like. But I needed to get my girl, you know, my model shot in LA, because that's where the photo shoot was taking place. Literally, my beauty goddaughter that took one of my classes that I use for a lot of events in LA or wherever she is, mm-hmm, she just happened to be in LA during that time because she was going there for a movie. And just when she got there and arrived, the movie got shut down because of COVID. Well, right, she was still there. Right. I reached out to her and said, Brianna, can you please do this shoot? She went and got tested. The photographer and his fiance got tested. She did the shoot. And of course, I'm one of those people that likes to do, I'm when I get on set to do a photo shoot,
yes,
I am very anal. I'm very demanding. I'm, right, because it has to be something I did. Mm-hmm. Yes. And so I literally was on Zoom calls trying to tell, okay, I want you to do this. No, now I want the eyebrow to look a little bit like this. And okay, I had to step back and say, you know what, Derek, you need to trust her. She's taking some classes from you, and also she is a very good makeup artist on her own right, by her own right. So let me go on and trust her that she's going to give me the Derek Rutledge, which is Derek Rutledge, the draft signature, and from there, trust it. And yes, then with the behind the scenes person with Brianna, which was Ken, Brianna, which was the makeup artist, Shelby, who was a model, and her fiance Brandon, I got some wonderful, wonderful content.
Well, you know, you trusted pushing people. You trusted people. You know,
yeah, I trust.
I would tell people
it was definitely a trust factor, because I'm one of those people that likes to do things myself.
Well,
which is
that's
why,
true. That's true. But you can accomplish this by yourself.
You can't build
an empire.
You don't put trust into people.
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely. And that's what I love about your story is that, and that's why I allowed you to tell it, because as you started telling your story, more and more people started coming into your conversation. I started with this idea in May. Then all of a sudden, as you were going through, people getting on the phone, collaborating with other people, depending on people, trusting. And when you start right trusting people, then they brought on other people of higher quality that you didn't know. You know, you didn't sit. And so that your story is very motivational to me. And that's why I wanted to bring it up, fight the fact you have talent. And you're so casual. You say, I sent Oprah some of the eyelashes so she can pick out. He said that so casual. You know, because your career.
Well, I did.
Listen to me. You are talented, dude. You have the right to be. You have the right to talk the way you talk. You have the right to be as casual as you way. Because guess what? You're not in awe of your success. It's tied to hard work. You have these relationships. I know Rolanda Adams. She's one of my best friends. Okay.
Yolanda, you know Yolanda. I did. Yolanda's. I call Yolanda my sister. You
absolutely
know, I'm tearing up now just thinking about that, because I love Yolanda Adams. She's mm-hmm been a big sister to me. I've been a big brother to her.
Absolutely.
I love Yolanda Adams. Yolanda is a, you know, that's my sister.
Okay.
She's my big sister. I love her.
No, just
wedding. You know that I did a wedding, right?
Absolutely. Come on. You really need to stop. You know, I know who you are. Okay. And I forgot that, you know, because I managed Steve Harvey for 16 years. So we bumped into
Steve
each other.
Steve Harvey.
Yeah, absolutely.
You saw me in the gym at a hotel.
Yes.
And motivated me in the gym at the hotel on the elliptical board.
Absolutely. So we bumped heads. We've connected several times. It wasn't until this interview I remember. I said, I know my man. We bumped heads a couple of times in a positive way. Now, what has been the reaction when you get part of the holiday gift collection? Or were you just, first of all, you bowled over, but being able to launch your brand that way. Talk to us about that.
Well, the good thing about all of this is that I've been hearing from people, Derek, you've been in the background for so long. You always have been so humble.
Yes.
About
yes.
making sure that
yes.
whoever you work with, always you make sure they're in the forefront. I'll use this as an example. I was with a celebrity. I can't go into names, mm-hmm. but I was behind a celebrity, and then another celebrity came up and said, "Oh my God, do you know who this is?" Talking to the celebrity. "That's Derek Brunner. He's done this and he's done this and he's done this right, and this." Right. And so I'm standing like about 3-4 feet behind him. I'm going like that because the whole, and then once they saw me do that, then they shut up. So I went to them later. I said, "You know what? Whenever I'm with a celebrity, they're the one that needs, they are the star. It's yes. not me.
Yes.
It's always them. It's yes. all about them."
Yes.
Now, when I go to an event and it's all up and I'm by myself.
Yes.
Or it's all about me. But I always make sure that whoever I'm with, whatever celebrity I'm with, and even it doesn't even have to be a celebrity. It's whoever I'm working with at that time. It could be a bride. It could be a model. It could be anybody. They are the focus, is not me. Everyone kept saying, "Derek, you have been in the background for so long, pushing so many other people. Let us get behind you and push you because it's time. You've been doing this for a long time. Like I said, it's been 30 years I've been doing makeup. Thank God I've taken good care of myself that I don't look like I've been doing makeup for 30 years.
Look fantastic. You're looking fantastic, my friend.
Well, I appreciate fantastic. That. Yeah, this year I turned 59.
Well, you look fantastic. So, I'm telling you, I need some help here, Derek. I got to get personal. We're going to wrap up this call, but I need a little help on my face.
Okay. No problem.
Now, see, I'm struggling with some bags under my eyes today.
Okay. Well, we're working on something like that I'm working on for next year.
I know you are.
I'm testing it. So that's one of the things I get from a lot of people. That and whatever the serum is I use on my face, which I came out 15 years ago, I'm coming out with that as well.
Okay.
But right
now,
let's go back
to the bags. When is that coming out? The bags.
When is what coming out?
The bags under your eyes. When is that coming out? I'm getting personal now.
When you're talking about stuff like that, you have to do tests because you don't want to put out something and then you get people saying mm-hmm. that you messed up their skin or, you know, so when you're doing stuff like that, you have mm-hmm. to get all kinds of tests done and you got to yes. make sure that you have doctors yes. that actually
absolutely.
Go in and, you know, so I don't want to rush that, but uh-huh. I've been working on that. I was working on that before COVID.
Absolutely.
Because I get that problem with a lot of the clients I work with. So I've been working on something like that for a while. But before that comes out, I'm going to come out with the skin oil because this serum that I've been using, like I said, I came out with it 15 years ago mm-hmm. and I've been using it continuously since then. So I've been, you know, that's why my skin radiates the way it does because mm-hmm. of that. But right now we're pushing lashes. We're pushing your presence lashes right now. And we want to literally, and not only that, but the other 26 mm-hmm. pair of the collection is also available on the website, Perfecting Your Presence. So besides the kit mm-hmm. we have here, mm-hmm. I also have the other 26 pair in the collection.
And also you have an eyelash liner that comes, eyelash, mascara liner, right?
It's not a mascara. It's just the lashes and the adhesive and the applicator.
Oh, okay, okay.
It's used, but also, because what I was getting was requests from women to know, okay, if I'm going to get them, how do I apply them? So yes. I actually did a step-by-step tutorial mm-hmm. on the website as well, demonstrating how easy it is to apply the lashes. And
cool.
I've been getting a lot of calls from a lot of women telling me that they actually were putting the lashes on and found that they were doing it wrong. And also the fact that they learned a lot from the tutorial. So that's good. I mean, last night, Gisele Bryant was showcasing how she was wearing the lashes while she was doing her Housewives of Potomac thing last night, you know, her thing with that. So a lot of the celebrities are now reaching out and helping with pushing me. And then I got women that are getting the kits and also the lashes from the collection and actually doing tutorials or tagging themselves in the lashes and sending them to me. And so what I'm doing is on the website and on the Instagram site, Perfecting Your Presence, I'm showcasing these women because PYP, Perfecting Your Presence, is a community. Mm-hmm. It was a actual platform that I took on the road and coached women on how to uplift their with the way they look, with helping with their hair, their well-being, their clothes, their look, mm-hmm. by bringing in experts in each of those fields and talking to them about them. And now, because of what's going on, I made it a virtual platform where women can all ask me questions, I can interview people, and I can help women on how to help themselves through this platform. But I did not forget the men, because a lot of men are struggling with this same problem. So I've also... I'm going to be showing men on how to groom their beards.
Absolutely.
How to color their beards. Because a lot of them say, well, you know, they want to color them, but they want to do it
safely. I'll be your guinea pig, Derek. Come on now.
And they want to be able to do it, and they want to be able to still keep a little bit of the gray in there.
Yes, yes.
But it's the way it look realistic, you know.
Yes, yes.
And then also how, you know.
We're going to be friends for a long time, Derek. I'm going to just let you know that right now.
So, you know, just call on me. Let me know when it is you want to be a guinea pig. And
absolutely.
We will literally go through and I'll demonstrate using you as a model where you are on how you can go about trimming your beard. As a matter of fact, I cleaned mine up today to make sure I look good.
Well, you know, you got about 5-6 compliments from me, so you know you're looking good. He's known as the makeup maestro, celebrity makeup artist.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
Derek
that.
Derek Rutledge is the man behind the face of some of the most photographed women in the world, including Oprah, Michelle Obama, Yolanda Adams, Chaka Khan, and more. He has the Derek Rutledge PYP. Is now
PYP.
In the PYP. Oprah's favorite things holiday gift listed in the December 2020 issue of O, the Oprah Magazine, and OprahMag.com. Derek, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me here. You don't understand how happy I was here to be a part of your collection of all of the celebrities that you work with. And to be amongst all those people really touched my heart.
Well, you know, you're an entrepreneur. But I just want to let you know that, you know, you're such a gifted guy and you're such a humble guy. Sometimes when I invite guests like you on the show, I got to let you know, you're here because you're a hard worker. You're here because your resume tells you you belong to be here. You belong here. And so keep that humbleness, because I've learned to be humble. Sometimes jumping out there trying to get in front of the line ain't the line you want to be in.
It's not. And I had a mother that took me and my family, my mother and father, made sure we were in church every week. And the one thing I learned is you let your good works speak for themselves.
There you go.
You have let other people speak of your good works. So I don't tell people how good I am and what I can do.
Yes.
I let what I do show what I can do. And other people tell other people about me, and that's how I've gotten, you know, have gone so far in this industry. Because
that's how you got on my show. You know what I'm saying? I knew about you. Then they brought up in our meeting, our talent meeting. They said, what about Derek Rutledge? I said, that's my man, Yolanda Adams. Because like I said, Yolanda Adams, she comes on my show every year. She's my emotional checkup. She comes in and she's
whenever I'm down and I need to need a check in or need a checkup or need somebody to push me, I call Yolanda, and Yolanda snaps me right back into shape. She really does.
All right, my friend, I want to thank you for coming on the show. We're gonna
thank
talk
you
soon.
Again.
And then tell them to send some of the links so we can put it on my social media and put it in my newsletter, okay?
I sure will.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Derek.
I appreciate you. Thank you. And take care, everybody back there.
All right, there. Thank you. I love him. He has a little bit of country in him. Back there, y'all back there in, you know, TV land.
Oh, man. Everybody, I live in Washington, D.C. Are you from the country? I
said,
well, I'm from North Carolina. But yeah, I mean, I have the city, but I still got the country in
me. Hey, Derek has been so sophisticated. Anyway, bye, y'all in TV land. I love you, man. Stay strong. We'll talk soon.
I love you, too. Thank
Bye-bye.
You again.
Thank you.
In this season of giving, Kohl's has gifts for all your loved ones. For those who like to keep it cozy, find fleeces, sweaters, loungewear, blankets, and throws. Or support minority-owned or founded brands by giving gifts from Human Nation and Shea Moisture. And in the spirit of giving, Kohl's Cares is donating $8 million to local nonprofits nationwide. Give with all your heart this season with great gifts from Kohl's or Kohl's.com.
Still living in 2021 and manually taking notes? There is a better way. Start the new year with Otter.ai. Automatically get meeting notes. Otter.ai works for virtual meetings like Zoom, Microsoft Teams, and Google Meet. Sign up on the web for free or download in the app stores. Otter.ai. That's Otter.ai.
Sticky notes, email alerts, a string around your finger. They're just not big enough.
So here's a big reminder from the California Lottery. Tomorrow's Mega Millions jackpot is over $300 million. Whew. Play now. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to purchase player finance.